and she's with me. You're much more upbeat singing I Get Along Without You than usual, don't you feel? Or are you? Or am I just projecting into that song?
Well, every song on the new album has a really specific story behind it, and the interpretations are very much based in my own experiences. And for that song in particular, you know, it speaks about a place of sort of denial and wanting happiness even though you're not ready for it. And so we wanted to come up with an arrangement and an interpretation that spoke to that space of kind of like meditative lack of reality, but groundedness within that, if that makes sense.
I have no idea. We're going to get to that. It's interesting because in the flyer, your own flyer for the album talks about your recent romantic tumult. And that, I mean, that's, I suppose, what I Get Along Without You very well comes from, that in some ways.
Yeah, I think a lot of songs are about love, love gained, love lost, love wanted, and that one falls into that category.
The twist is sometimes when you hear new singers, younger singers, you realize they haven't lived that song yet. Not that I wish the heartbreak on you, but, you know, and this, there's some darkness in your album here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big difference between this record and the records that I've done previously, you know, is that the first record that I made came out when I was 21 and, you know, had just graduated from college and hadn't really lived some of those experiences that, you know, as an adult, you look back upon and say that shifted who I am as a person. And this album speaks to that space wholeheartedly, is like, you know, what I learned from some incredibly adult experiences and hoping to provide an opportunity for other people to see their own experiences reflected in that as well.
So is that where Easy Love comes from?
Easy Love is an original song that I wrote with Larry Goldings, who's a great pianist and organ player, composer from Los Angeles. And that one was written from a space where I was finally ready to experience love again, but wanted something that wasn't hard, and realizing that love doesn't have to be hard. It takes work, you know, but it shouldn't be hard. And when it is, it's a little bit of a red flag, or it was for me.
You brought along Carmen Stoff with you to play piano, so let's have your song.
Great. This is Easy Love.
See how the bluebird holds the sky, won't ever pause to wonder why she thrives miles above in easy love. Look how the sun beholds the moon, without a care of fading soon, she shines night. I want that easy love. Too many times a troubled heart lets fear get in the way. So let me say before we start, you take the hard road, I'll take the highway. Hear how the wind sings to the trees. No need to plead on bended knees. That warm, tender breeze that sings for me. I want that easy love. Thank you. see how the bluebird holds the sky. Won't ever pause to wonder why she thrives miles above in an easy love. Look how the sun beholds the moon without a care of fading soon. She shines night and noon. I want that easy love. Too many times a troubled heart lets fear get in the way. So let me say before we start, you take the hard road, I'll take the highway. Hear how the wind sings to the trees. No need to plea on bending knees. That warm tender breeze that sings for me. I want that easy love. I want that easy love. I want that easy love. Love. Love.
Sarah Dozarek and Carmen Schaff. Staff. With me at and on WBGO, something to that effect. Thirsty Ghost is your new album. That song's on Thirsty Ghost. So I love the title, but I have no idea what it means.
Well, Thirsty Ghost is actually a lyric from sort of the title track of the album, which is one of the cuts called Distant Storm. And that's an original song by the one and only Brad Meldow. And he was so gracious to approve the lyrics that I had written. And the verse opens up the song and is talking about this sort of like vapid landscape where everything is bright and nothing can grow. And it was an analogy for the space in my life where I desperately wanted to hold on to anything positive, even though there were really negative things happening around me. And it was only when I embraced the entirety of my experience, when this storm erupted, the storm that I had been, you know, trying to flee away from as quickly as possible, when the storm finally came, that was when the rain fell and things could finally grow. And that's kind of the analogy of the entire record, but one of the last lyrics within that verse speaks about this thirsty ghost in a blistered dawn. So this thirsty ghost is a ghost which is someone that can't really be satiated or filled, but is desperately looking to receive fulfillment, but can't actually, no matter how much water it drinks, it will still be and continue to be thirsty.
And your mentor, Kurt Elling, shows up on this song.
On that track, yep.
He's even written the liner notes and one of the things he wrote at the end. I mean, we know that Kurt Elling is nuts about poetry and incorporates poetry into what he does like nobody else ever before. But he writes, "A forest never grows higher than the depths it knows. The warmth of sunlight comes and goes, but beauty only grows when it rains."
Yeah, and that's one of the lyrics in the song of a poem that I wrote for him to sing. That's what we hear at the end of his section.
That's from Thirsty Ghost, and you think that's technically the title song?
Yeah, there must be a term for that, where it's like, you know, the lyric comes from that track.
Okay. So you're with me, and we've never really talked before. So what's the thumbnail of your life? Where are you from and all that?
Well, I grew up in Seattle, Washington, and was so lucky to, much like Carmen, grow up in an atmosphere that really supported pre-collegiate jazz education. And we both participated in a lot of different festivals and grew up listening to and performing with some of the top high school level big bands in the country. And right after college, moved down to LA to study at USC, where I graduated and now actually am on faculty. I teach over there. And shortly after graduating from USC, signed my first record contract and immediately started touring and had some really important mentors along the way, some people who I'm really grateful for, who kind of showed me the path that I needed to see at that time. And five records later, Thirsty Ghost has appeared as the first record that, you know, I sort of am standing on my own and creating my own sense of advice. And as a 37-year-old woman instead of a 21-year-old young adult.
Or something to that. Different. Yes, again. Again, but it harkens also back to where you're from, because we just were talking about rain, and you're from Seattle.
That's right.
The rainiest city in America.
Yes.
That actually lives up to the cliches about it.
It does.
And actually, it's quite wonderful. I've been there, and it rained the whole time I was there, and I still loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
So, okay. So what is it about Jolene? Gary Walker and I were both knocked out that we heard a great version of Jolene last year by a jazz singer and Nicole, and suddenly there's another. Dolly Parton is actually a very smart, songwriter.
She's brilliant.
And yeah, she's got oodles of chops also.
Yes, she does. Yeah, and I think she is quoted as saying that she writes a song every single day. And when you think about the prolificness of her career, that's so many songs and so many songs that haven't necessarily seen the light of day. And so I talked to a lot of my students and colleagues about that like it's really more about the muscle of songwriting, you know, and just you can't control what floats to the top, but as long as you're doing it, you're working that muscle.
I never thought the muscle of songwriting. I love that.
Yeah.
It's like you have to work out.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your calisthenics every day is writing a song.
That's right.
Something to that effect. Well, let's hear that song.
Cool. So this is my version of Jolene. And when I was first exploring songs to kind of breathe life into during this period in my life, this song I've always loved, much like a lot of Dolly Parton songs, but I wanted to create something that felt a little bit more fiery and muscular. And I sat down with my friend Jeff Keezer, wonderful pianist, and said that I wanted something that reflected my experience with my Jolene, where I wanted to kind of like burn the house down and you know, might end up in jail based on what I wanted to do. And what he came back with is what he dubs as Trent Reznor meets Game of Thrones when you hear the full group version. But this is Carmen Stoff, and this is our version of Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald gray. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Just
could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do,
Sarah Gazarek is singing, and Carmen Stoff is at the piano. And I think, Carmen, you were also on Nicole's recording of Jolene with Dan Pugash, or her own. But to hear that song done a bunch of times, it's interesting. And to hear a Dolly Parton song sung by a jazz person is unexpected. But that's the thing about jazz, really.
Right.
It's unexpected. You want to surprise people always.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that separates jazz from other forms of music is that it's meant to be, about authenticity and expression, and more often than not, mastery of instrument and musical ideas, so that you can be present in that moment and genuinely express something. And I think that I've always been drawn to a lot of different kinds of genres, but more than anything, that idea of expressing something incredibly sincere. And sometimes that brings me to songs that aren't traditionally in the Great American Standard Songbook. Sometimes it brings me to songs that are deeply rooted in the Great American Standard Songbook. But I just feel like it's about stories and expression. And, you know, you could hear Carmen McRae sing Blame It on My Youth, and it would be so different than Betty Carter singing Blame It on My Youth, even though it's the same song, but sung from two wildly different experiences.
Yeah. You've learned plenty from Kurt Elling. I mean, he's been a mentor to you. And we're talking about surprise, and I've said about him for years, and I told him this. He surprises me at every gig. He does something unexpected that surprises me and delights me. And that's working for you, I think, a little.
Thank you.
Or you're trying for that. I mean, you do a Sarah Teasdale poem.
Yeah.
Sarah Teasdale is one of Kurt's favorite poets, who incorporated several poems into songs.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that come about, the river going into the Nick Drake song?
Yeah, river, you know, Man. I think that the beauty of all written prose is that it's much like any kind of art, up to the interpretation of the person who's experiencing it. And one thing I love about Nick Drake as a songwriter is that his songs are so easily interpreted based on specific experiences. And his song Riverman is one of those kind of elusive lyrics and has been recorded by so many people. But for this particular interpretation, I wanted to pair it with this specific Sarah Teasdale poem called River, The River, which speaks about searching and uncertainty and leaving something that is certain in search of something less certain, and realizing once you've gone out in search of it that it isn't exactly what you thought it would be, and longing for that thing that you had previously had.
Sarah Gazarek, Thirsty Ghost, that's a new album, and it's available how? It's through you. It's your record.
It's my record. Yeah, people can find it on all music, hosted sites, iTunes, Spotify, my website, Amazon, all the different normal places.
That's the way it works these days.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the cover, because in the cover, you have what it looks like a rainbow actually shooting into you or exploding from you. I can't figure it out, but the look on your face is great, because the look on your face is like, what do you got? I'm ready for it, whatever it is. So that's why I think it's like this rainbow shooting into you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
You know, it's kind of in and out, you know, that it's much like a prism. When light comes into a prism, there are colors that are coming in and then immediately being magnified and shooting outward as well. And what people can see is that the photo itself is black and white, and then there's this burst of color that's shooting out from my chest and essentially speaks to that song, Distant Storm, which is like living in this place of lack of color. And finally, when you open up, you know, this space of wholeheartedness, that's where the color comes from.
So that's interesting. You see this, the rainbow is shooting out of you.
It could be either. That's that thing with art, you know.
Well, it's like all art is like any painting. You know, you look at it, you see what you see. You know, all music, you hear what you hear.
That's right.
And so I see it shooting into you.
Beautiful.
You know, but you know, it all works. The rainbow is nonetheless in you, one way or the other.
That's right.
So from this album, let's have. On this album, you sing I'm Not the Only One.
That's right.
This is one of the darker songs.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a similar thing to Jolene. It's a song written by a great British pop singer named Sam Smith. And, you know, kind of sheds light on the experience of wanting to say to someone, I know what's going on, even though you think I don't know what's going on.
Okay. This song, very personal.
All of the songs, very
all
personal.
All of the songs, very
yes.
personal. The person is Sarah Gazarek.
Months on end, I had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. 'Cause you said sadly, I know why your heart is unobtainable. Even though Lord knows you kept mine, because you say that I'm crazy, but you don't think I know what you've done. Thank you.
That's another song on the album, Thirsty Ghost, but she's singing live at WBGO. And that's Sarah Gazarek with Carmen Staff at the piano. Lovely to have you come by.
Thank you.
You need to come by more, but you live way yonder, right?
You live
in the West.
Yeah, it's not walking distance.
Where do you teach?
I live in L.A. and teach at University of Southern California.
USC.
Yes, go Trojans.
Okay. Oh, go Trojans. Okay, look out. But you need to come by and stay longer.
I would love to.
Okay, come back here because you're a delight.
Thank you.
And it's fun. This album is really interesting because I mean you're going places and it's thoughtful.
Thank you.
And also just some great songs on here. One of the great songs on here, I think I'm going to talk somebody into making an album of all songs from flops. Because some of the greatest songs have come from shows on Broadway that flopped. And Green Willow is the show, the Frank Lesser, that flopped. But out of that song came Never Will I Marry, that so many, Nancy Wilson especially,
right,
recorded so wonderfully. And so have you.
Thank you.
So would you perchance whip that out for me right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is such an iconic song from truly one of the first records that got me into this music. Nancy Wilson is an icon, and this version of this song was a challenge to find something that, you know, respected and paid homage to what she did, but brought a more, you know, authentic and contemporary interpretation to the song. There are so many different recordings out there of other singers trying to sing essentially the arrangement that Nancy Wilson recorded with Cannonball Adderley for this record. And I think it you know, why redo something that's already perfect? And this is a song that I, you know, have always loved and wanted to sing. And this one speaks to never wanting to be married. And in my interpretation of this song, I in that space, didn't want to be married, but knew that I might be open to it. So the version that we recorded with horns and percussion and all these different things is meant to feel a little bit like a party, and less of a declaration and more of kind of a momentary statement. This is Never Will I Marry.
Never, never will I marry. Never, never will I wed. Born to wander solitary, wide my world, narrow my bed. Never, never, never will I marry. Born to wander till I'm dead. Never, never will I be born to wander till I'm thank you. emotions nor care, no memories to mourn, no turning for. I was born to wander solitary, wide my world, narrow my bed. Never, never, never will I make.
So much better than Tony Perkins sang the song originally on Broadway. Even Tony Perkins himself acknowledged that he was not a great singer, but sang very passionately. But you too.
Thank you.
Sarah Gizarik is with me, and Carmen Snoff at the piano. And thank you for being with
me. Thank you for having us. It's a delight.
WBGO. Thirsty Ghost is the new album.